You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
How do you find success for yourself this season?
Obviously, I have self-goals, and that's, you know, being the first 4,000-yard passer in Bears history. That's a, you know, goal of mine, 70% completion that helps the team, keeps us on the field, puts us in better positions. And then other than that, just trying to go down and, you know, score the most points that we can with each drive that we have. So, you know, that's kind of my self-goal, and obviously other than that, you got to go win.
Some people like Chris Emma.
Mark Grody, do you want to answer for that line, some people like Chris Emma?
I can't remember the context of it. It does have a lot of context to it. Maybe Chris Emma remembers.
I love Chris Emma. I don't know what y'all are talking about. I love Chris Emma.
I mean, I stand by it. Actually, today might be Chris Emma's birthday, actually.
What?
I might.
Hold on. Let's go to the Circle Resort and Casino Hotline, CircleLasVegas.com. Let's go live to Hallis Hall and get the news. Emma, is this your birthday?
No, it is absolutely not. Brody, thank you very much for the shout. It is not my wedding day either, if you're listening to the afternoon show. It is neither my birthday nor my wedding day today.
Oh, so it's your anniversary then. Got it.
Do you know what Chris Emma is doing today? He is going to a wedding, but he is still doing the Bears hit at 5 o'clock, just working his butt off out there.
Yes. I'm skipping the ceremony because I'm married to the job.
Listen,
your birthday is August 23rd, according to my calendar and my phone.
Dude, it sounds awesome out there.
Calendar, that's incredible.
They're letting you stay outside? I mean, it sounds great out there, Emma. What's cooking out there? Tell us everything.
I found the soft spot here in which I don't think I'm going to be ushered away like you were yesterday, Mark. I'm in a good place here.
The team is
still on the field. He was whisked away.
Yes.
It is a two-hour practice, so they are toward the tail end here. Do we want to be positive or negative here? Which do we prefer?
Tell us what you actually see. How about that?
It has been a really rough day for the quarterback and for the starting offense. Caleb Williams went through a red zone drill in which he went 0-for-5 with 2 picks. Now, if you preface that with 7-on-7, you want to get the ball out. You want to take those chances, but it was rocky. The first play of team drill was one in which Caleb rolled out to his right and was immediately met by Montez Sweat. Would have been a sack if he was not able to throw the ball. He threw it away. I believe he missed his first 9 passes when you throw in both red zone, 7-on-7, and the start of team drill. Settled in later on, hit 2 touchdowns in red zone to Olamide Zaccheaus as well as Rome Odunze. Tight spiral to Odunze. But look, the defense is way ahead right now. The defense has looked good. They give them credit. They've been making plays. They've been challenging Caleb Williams and challenging this offense, but if you came out here to see the quarterback have a great day, you are leaving empty-handed.
Wow. Okay, so that kind of folds into the topic that we just had, which is people afraid to say how bad it's been the first couple of days. I am still of the impression that it's okay that it's bad because it's the first couple of days. When you see the body of work over the last several, what's your overall opinion so far?
I mean, I'm not sounding the alarm bells yet, but like I wanted to see some moments here. We're day 3 right now. It's still very early, but you wanted to see some of those plays where it's like, okay, that's what it's supposed to look like. That's a young quarterback taking an offense and an offense that looks really comfortable. And it's just not there yet. It might be there in a couple days, in a couple weeks. But look, this has been a concerning start. The operation has been better today, at least, but the execution has been poor. The operation was poor the last couple days as well. We've not had any moments where Ben Johnson's pulling them out of the huddle. There's been nothing like that. But once the ball is snapped, they're just not doing what they're supposed to do. They're not completing passes. There's been some drops for Caleb as well. He's not had a ton of help out there yet. But look, this is not the day you wanted to see if you're here to see the quarterback.
Okay, so you're saying the defense is ahead of the offense. Who has starred on the defensive side of the ball, in your estimation, observing this practice?
T.J. Edwards had a great play in a 7-on-7 drill, picking off Caleb Williams. Right over the middle, jumped through, broke the route and made the play. We saw a pick from Jaquan Brisker as well, I believe on a tip from Terrell Smith. And Montez Sweat, obviously. I mean, he looks explosive. He looks healthy, and that's the difference. Like, he was not healthy last year. He had, I think, 5 different known injuries. That's not the unknown injuries, the stuff you just kind of play through because you're an NFL defensive end. You're getting battered and beat up. And he just was never himself last year. He looks healthy right now, and that's great to see. Even without the pads, you can see that first step in that burst. He's getting off the line. He's going up against Darnell Wright on that side, and they're challenging each other. But it's good to see a healthy Montez Sweat out here.
Mark Grody.
Do you want that or do I want that? Sorry, we hit a little...
No, I was going to say, I'm make sure people know that This is Raheemian Harris with Mark Grody in studio, and Chris Emma is out at Bears training camp right now, and he's taking in what looks to be an ugly day so far from Caleb Williams. I want to make sure I heard you right. Did you say he did not connect on his first 9 passes? And if so, what was the reaction from the crowd at the first public practice of training camp?
I should add, too, the crowd is on the further field away, so I don't think anybody can really see anything. They're on field 1, which is closer to the building. The bleachers are set up further away. The only group that's closer to the field in terms of fans are like the family section, so I've not heard the oohing and aahing and groaning that you would expect of this, but you know, I've seen enough of people who are here on Twitter saying, this isn't looking the way it's supposed to here.
Oh. But it was 0-for-9.
It was, by my count, it was the first 9. There was 2.
Jesus, Emma.
That was picked in the red zone drill, the 7-on-7. Yeah, it's just, it's
what,
not.
What do you see?
Like, so far.
Have you been able to detect anything consistent, like where the discomfort might be for Caleb Williams right now?
I would say it's just taking chances. If you want to find, that might be the glass half full way to look at it, is just taking chances, see what you can do, especially in those 7-on-7 drills where there's no reason to hold on to the ball. The play's done. Get the ball out. Take those chances. I would put it that way. I've been bullish on Caleb Williams all along. I still feel absolutely that way. I think he's going to take a step this season. But like I said, this is over 3 days in, and you can find the positive. It is just 3 days. They've not even put on pads yet. Nothing has happened of consequence so far, but they're 3 days in, and it's like, okay, where is it so far? Where's that big leap that you wanted to see, or at least those flashes that you were expecting to see?
Right, and where's the difference with the new head coach? And again, it's early. He's just beginning his job. But, like, you just thought you'd get that early bounce with Caleb in his second year, Ben Johnson is the head coach. And I don't know, Chris, maybe I'm being greedy, but that's just what I thought.
Look, we've gone through this. This is my 11th year covering the team, Mark. You've been out here, I believe, 6 years at this rate. 7, maybe, if I got the count correct.
2018 was my first year, so how many years would that be? I don't know. Remember, I got a D.
7
years.
This
is year 8, right. Yes,
so
right,
we've seen enough of these practices in camp where it's just not there. And it's only July. Well, it's only early August. Well, it's only late August. And then you get to September, and it's, man, these guys are really scuffling. Like, the alarm bells are there. I've never covered another NFL team. I've not seen those practices with Aaron Rodgers. They're lighting up the defense again. They look great. Like, all I know is the alarm bells and when to sound them here. And it's too early at this point. I still believe they've got everything it takes for Caleb to take off this year. But it's nothing is suggested otherwise right now that it's going to be a big leap. I'm curious to see those days where we come off the field and say, he looked great. He really picked apart the defense, gave them problems all day long. And I want to see that. I'm throwing out the excuses this year, guys. Like, I know it's a year 1 with a new coach, a new scheme. Everybody's getting to know each other. I want to see Caleb's greatness elevate everybody around him and have those days where they really are having their way with that defense. And I'm curious how many of those we're going to see.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
How much of this is cadence? How much of this is huddle? Like, what's going on there based on, we know the past 2 days, there have been issues. You know, Ben Johnson famously on the first day benches the team for a play, brings them back out. How's that pre-snap process been?
It's been better. There's not been many pre-snap issues. I saw a couple penalty flags from the officials out here, but nothing I would really put on Caleb. I think that part's getting better. We've not seen those glaring issues where Ben is using colorful language and pulling him off the field or pulling him off the line of scrimmage, as he wanted to be known. So that aspect has been better, which is good to see.
How much of this has been under center versus in the shotgun? Because I know that's a big part of what Ben Johnson likes to do to get that play action set up, the running game, all of that. How much of the Caleb Williams problems been under center versus the shotgun?
It's been a mix. You've seen a little bit of both, and you've seen, you know, the good and the bad in both. I'm curious how they're going to use that and the reasons why, beyond just scheme, in terms of, does Ben Johnson believe that Caleb is going to have better footwork out of a under center stance versus shotgun? Is there reasons with Caleb in particular that he's seeing with that, or is it just simply building out a scheme a certain way, prioritizing the running game as we know he's going to do? I'm going to be watching that. Especially once you get into team drills and this offense really starts to get installed a little bit more detail. I'm really eager to see that take place.
Chris, I'm going to just fire off a few questions to you here from the text line.
Yes.
Okay, I'm just going to fire them right off. You ready? It's going to come spitting at you. Number one, how is the offensive line? Number two, I hear Chris Emma won world's greatest grilled cheese maker, and props to Emma for telling us to bring a telescope to Bears practice today. And how's JP Richardson doing besides, I'm not going to read that. How is JP Richardson doing? So Richardson, offensive line, what is going with the offensive line today? Who's the left tackle today?
It is the Ozzie Trapillo Day, not to be confused with Ozzie Zapio. You're getting the rookie in there at left tackle today. It is his opportunity. I'm kind of watching down the line, too, with the second string unit, and it looks like there might be a little bit of a rotation at center. You saw Luke Newman, the rookie, in there today. Obviously, opportunities for Doug Kramer there yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see those continued rotations with the second string unit as well, but it is an Ozzie Trapillo Day at left tackle. What was the other question?
I'll just jump in here. Well, Keenum second string quarterback today, or is it still the Bajancy?
It is a Case Keenum day today. Is QB2. Tyson Bajan had some moments in 7-on-7. Throw him his credit as well. He looked good out there today.
Okay, and this grilled cheese thing, is there anything to that? Or is that just completely random? Okay.
I have no idea where that one came from.
All right.
All right. Well, at least we were able to suss that out.
Yeah. You set me up for JP Richardson, too. That's been one of the playmakers. We were kind of curious. Yeah, I was on with our buddy Steve Rosenblum on Saturday, who asked, who's going to be that camp standout who catches everybody's attention? Usually it takes me a couple weeks to identify that guy. JP Richardson's going to be that guy. He had a couple great plays today. He's been making plays all camp so far. Keep an eye on him in the preseason. And as you want to round out that wide receiver depth chart, like, he's somebody who might play his way into a competition.
We are talking to Chris Emma, the Bears reporter for 670 The Score, as we know, and also 670thescore.com from Bears training camp at Halas Hall. Bears training camp coverage on The Score is presented by Chevy Drives Chicago and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Defensively, you mentioned the picks. You mentioned how they're ahead. What have been your observations of just how the offense looks, either schematically or athletically? I know Dennis Allen loves to talk about how people can run. What are you seeing that's different from what you saw in training camp last year?
I think the one thing that really jumps out to me beyond just when the ball snaps is the way they get up to the line of scrimmage. And you notice the tempo is different. Last year, and I don't want to pick on the last staff, but my goodness, just felt like so many times in camp there was a lot of standing around and going through details and coaching in between plays, stopping practice or drills and let's get this corrected or that. They're running with tempo. Like, they want to coach out the mistakes later on, but they have a priority. We want to get this many plays in. And we hear Ben Johnson talk about this is a race. Like, the race is on, these 6 weeks until week one. You feel that. The offense gets up to the line of scrimmage and they're ready to go. They snap that thing and they're up there. And that's a very deliberate thing. I don't know if it's about scheme as much as it's just getting your reps in, be ready to go, be on your P's and Q's, as Ben Johnson said. And I've noticed that the tempo is just different out there. And I'm curious, when you get the pads on and it's hotter and you're deeper into camp, how that's going to be going. But Ben Johnson's holding these guys to a high standard. We know that very well by now. And you felt that with the tempo in practice.
Is it Nashawn Wright, again, is the cornerback opposite of Tyreek Stevenson? He's kind of been one of those early training camp stories, too.
Yeah, he's been out there. You saw Noah Sewell in as that third linebacker as well. Wright's a guy who's very interesting to me. Obviously, we know his connection with Al Harris. There's a fit there, and there's an identity that they believe he can add to. So I'm going to be keeping my eye on him as long as Jalen Johnson's out.
All right, and is DJ Moore, is he speaking? Will he speak today, Mr. DJ Moore?
He's scheduled to speak. Yes, he is scheduled to speak, as well as Declan Doyle and Joe Tooney as well as your second player.
It's so nice. I got to say, man, and I've mentioned this to several reporters, maybe even to you, Emma. It's just so nice, guys, watching the offensive line. And I know we're all obsessing over left tackle, but it's so nice that the interior, after what the Bears have been through with center and guards.
There's no Nate Davis out there?
Since 2018, basically, since I've been covering the Bears. It's so nice to have those three guys, isn't it, Emma?
I swear, there's a day, it might have been day one, where I'm going through my roster and seeing who's out there, and I saw 64 on the field. And Nate Davis is, he's not here anymore. It's just
he's
a
playing ping pong right
the
now.
The last few years of, is Nate Davis on the field or on a bike? And yes, you got your interior set. You feel really good about that group.
Well, we appreciate the time, Chris, Emma, Andrew reporting from Hallis Hall and training camp. We look forward to what is coming up next. I know you got reports all day before you get to this wedding, so thanks.
Take care. Have a good one.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.